UAW Mobile. For HKX Mobile. Andrew?
He did it after me. He's here.
Getting all the right questions. I just hope it's not every Tuesday night at 8:30. Scout night. Halftime, we don't get out of there until right after 8. Pushing 8:30.
Until about 9:30 last night. About missed a 6th incident.
Tempo, let us know. I wouldn't mind trying it out.
Make it over there in your location.
My bedtime.
Dark, so you'll be in the bed.
I hear you.
Finish that coffee, Dave. We're working on it. KF4 and XY.
Got one really, really big cup.
What's that movie? He never has two cups at home. That size cups. Y'all carry on, KF4 and XY.
I'm about to jump off of my exit. I'm going to have to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hope we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. I'll holler at you then. All right, 7-3, KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hope you have a great day. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TSW.
Good to meet you, N4AZE. True. KO4NXY.
Talked to Jody this week. I hadn't heard him on the radio.
I haven't called him lately. Patrick, you've got... Didn't you see, yours is a Generac, isn't it? It doesn't come on, it doesn't work, something happens with it. Is there a way to quick disconnect it or something where you can pull your breakers at your house and put in another, I do now?
You can do that one that way. I know you can't mine, it's a permanent, or as close to permanent attachment as you can get. Put the generator in over there so you don't have to disconnect it. You can just flip the switches and turn everything off and go in just like you do with your generator now.
Because I was thinking, what if that thing didn't fire up? And I've still got my, I've got a dedicated for my amplifier in my radio room. And I just unplug the amplifier and I plug in this cable for the generator, run it, and then park the generator outside. But yeah, if the power went out and this thing didn't kick on, would I still be able to do that?
You just have to turn it off just like you do everything else. So you'd still be able to do that.
Where is the turn off on one of those?
Mine has a breaker in the box it's in.
It's pretty easy to get off. Seen one other than pictures, but I didn't know it had a lid. I thought it's a big cover or something. So there's a lid that opens up.
Open the lid, and then you can take the sides off so you can service it.
Because I wondered, I thought, is there a way to do that? Because if it didn't work, wish it should, but in any event, it didn't. You're stuck without generators, so that's good to know.
I will say this, I was listening to some stuff yesterday and watching that, and natural gas is cut off in western North Carolina in a lot of areas because of damage. So I recommend if you go hook it to natural gas, you have a way to run it on propane also.
It's strange you mentioned that. Originally when we built this house in 89, I think, and we didn't have gas up here. We got a big old propane tank buried, and it still got, we switched over to natural gas, and it still got 40% in it or something. But the line comes in right there where the gas does. It's still there, the line is to the tank. So, yeah, there is a way to switch it. I don't know, I was going to mention that to them, how I could do a quick disconnect or something.
Quick disconnect, I'd just plumb it in and then have a ball valve or, you know, gas valve that you close and open. That way you just close one, open the other one, and there you go.
Kinds in two different, where you just turn one on and one off?
Oh, that's what you'll have to ask them. That I don't know, because I don't have natural gas in my area. All I've got is propane.
That I didn't know if they'd allow you to run them both like that, where you could at some time accidentally have both on at the same time or something. I don't know. I had to find out. They may. I know they have a quick disconnect they use. We've got one for our grill outfit we've got down here. We keep in the shop, and we can plug it into the gas and roll it outside.
That part of it, you'll have to talk to them because I'm not familiar with it. So, but guys, I have arrived here to switch vehicles, so I'm going to be out for a little bit. And if you're gone when I get back in, have a great day. If not, I'll catch you here in a few minutes. KO4HK, clear for now.
Yeah, I'm still 7 or 8 miles out. KN4TFW.
Riding around in my recliner.
Sitting here messing around with the computer a little bit. The recliner is, always one of these little, chairs you can, almost, well, it's sort of like an office chair, but it's a, what they call a game chair. It's, something you, that I can sit in that, doesn't hurt my back. I can sit here longer. It's a racing chair because it's even got like GTX racing or something like that wrote on it.
You can put those things in the car.
I use the heated seat in the car. My wife's got heated seats in her car, and that's right therapeutic for the back.
Dump
every year into your 401k. The closer you get to retirement, the more they put in there. And then they also match what I'm putting in to my 401k. So it's going up a pretty good bit.
Don't you have to take that out at a certain age or something?
Start getting a draw on it when you reach 70.
You have to or you're penalized, right?
That's true. I got to next month. I got to register for Medicare.
Well, I guess you've got insurance through your business.
We still got insurance. Next year, Mama will be 65, so we'll probably just have to make the total switch.
I'm always scared of that, but it turns out that's almost like being a member of a private little club. You don't have to pay anything other than, you know, what they take out of your check. I think it was $100 and some change or something. But you never see it. It's been really good.
How to do it, because if you don't take the, I believe it's Part B, you think if you got your regular insurance, you can opt out of that Part B right now out of Medicare.
Kind of figure out what you're doing, you know. It's different for everybody, like prescriptions or whatever, you know. I don't have the only thing I got is they give me a cholesterol medicine. I don't know why, but I take one of those, but it's only, I think it's like, I pay $6 every 3 months for it or something. Medicare covers the rest.
That's the only thing I take, and if I get a 6 month subscription, then it's free for me.
Mine's every 90. It's 90 days is what I get when I get it.
Oh my God, I probably said the wrong thing.
KO4HX. I hope you two enjoy all those benefits that I'm helping pay for, because they won't be there when I get there.
Oh, yeah, they will. Yeah, they will. They said the same thing when I was young.
The retirement age on us, though.
Retirement age about 90.
Full retirement at 70. She tells me every year when they send it out. All the garbage they're trying to feed us out here.
Retirement age high enough, then you'll go when you first can go, and then you won't draw near as much, right?
67, I believe it is, something like that.
62, I think, or 63. But I started not to, but I went ahead and took it. I said, you know what, I'm going to grab it. What if I die before I hit 67 or something? And then they get to keep all my money.
Watson says to take it just as quick as you can take it. Even though it's a lower amount, they're paying longer, so you get more of it.
You have to be able to make it by that much every month. And the way things are going, I think it's going to cost me $1,000 a month just in taxes and insurance.
You won't have that on Social Security. You won't have that kind of money on your insurance and Social Security.
Homeowner's insurance and taxes and everything. It's going to get me for like $500 or $600 a month just that. If they don't go up, and you know they're going up.
About your insurance and, you know, health or whatever. But yeah, you'll have some other things you got to deal with. But you know, and by that time, it may be high enough to cover some of that. You know, it never was really designed to live off of. It was kind of supplemental, I think. I was in shape, you know, by then.
Yeah, who can afford to do that?
Work. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you, Patrick and Dude. You guys have an awesome day. Be safe out there, and look forward to catching you guys in the morning. KN4 GFW.
And remember, we're out here this afternoon, too, KO4HK. I know you're talking to the missus, so I'll talk to you later.
appreciate you contributing to my retirement plan. If you can get some overtime, that would help. Toodles, N4A's Eddie.
N4TFW.
You gonna be up there today?
I'm trying to figure that out. I think if it's gonna be decent, like he said, 75 and clear, I'm gonna take something out and do some, burn some gas, do a little cruising or something, you know, hot rod or something.
Fun. It's quit raining over here where I'm at now. Coming down 25 into Traveler's Rest.
Oh. I hope it's sunny in 75. That'll be it. And tomorrow, I think, is supposed to be that way. We've got a handful of days, I think, are supposed to be nice. So, and I hope they get it up in the mountains, too.
It's Saturday. Gary and I are going to ride down to Stone Mountain, Georgia, to the Ham Fest down there.
I grew up around there when I was a little kid, Stone Mountain.
One of the best Ham Fests I go to every year. I really enjoy it.
Is it a big one?
What size? HRO is going to be there, which, you know, they're just right down the road anyway. So they've got two buildings inside, and then they got the boneyard outside, or the flea market, whichever you want to call it. But it usually takes you several hours to get walked around all of it.
With you, right? Yep. You know, they ask this and you offer them that. In cash.
Well, hopefully more people learned that over the last month, that they need to have cash on hand.
I know what you mean. We're bad to use the cards. We do, I mean, if we need cash, we run by the bank and get some, but mostly it's the cards.
Some on hand, cash on hand, because there was a lot of people couldn't get any because the banks weren't open. ATMs weren't working. No internet, so they couldn't talk to each other, and therefore they didn't open at all. So, not good. Right there where you live, people couldn't buy gas and groceries.
I guess they were closed. I didn't think about that. We didn't use them. We just stayed here.
First couple of days when people were looking for gas and for their generators and trying to buy generators and all this, that, and the other, they had no means to do it because they didn't have any cash and the stores weren't taking cards.
Yeah, they did because, yeah, the lines and the... I was draining gas out of my hot rods over here for the generator.
Sorry, you can't siphon the gas out of them. They got a rollover valve in the bottom, and you can't get by that thing.
Now, my truck had, it was full, and I couldn't get into it. I tried even a little skinny. I said, and there is, there's a screen or rollover or something in there. So I said, doggone. All that gas in that truck, so I had to start draining the hot rod while I was hunting gas, you know.
I say, you need to have you some cash on hand. Always.
Now, we did go, when we finally stayed, it was like, I think it was 3 days later when we finally got to this station that was open. And they were taking a card, didn't even think about it, you know, about cash-wise then.
Your problems was people couldn't get the stuff they needed because you couldn't take cards. So, and a lot of places didn't have the old ka-chunk machine where they could take your card anyway.
It did. I had never heard anything, but I wonder how that went during those days.
Lots of people taking advantage of that situation and doing things they shouldn't be doing.
Got the drinkers, alcoholics, and the druggies. Wonder how they came out.
All right, I guess, because I guess they got the the ABC stores back open pretty quick, and most of those people have plenty of cash on them. You can they don't deal in plastic cards.
They don't do when everything goes digital. If it does, well, what they gonna do about the cartels? They gonna start taking cards?
Some way to get their money. I guarantee you that.
Deal. You know, you're talking billions of dollars. How they gonna do it?
Sure, but they'll figure out something. They're pretty good at that. But dude, I have arrived here at my first stop, so I'm gonna have to jump out of here and get everything opened up. I got a lot of stuff I need to do this morning. But good to talk to you, and I hope you and Miss Vicky have a good day today. Tell her I said hello.
Good out there, and yeah, work some overtime if you want to. I'm cool with that, you know, for the Social Security stuff and all. Have a safe one. We'll probably talk to you before today is over. And I guess I'll get out of here, too, and see what I can get into. Anybody listening, toodles out there, N4AZE.
73, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Good day, KF4NXY.
I hope you and Miss Marie have a good day also. KO4HKX, clear.
To you next time, probably in a little while, you'll probably still be drinking some coffee. N4AZE.
You have a good day, too. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.